I'm truly indebted to Rabbi Rosenblatt, who shared with me this approach to the Yizkor service. The Yizkor occurs 4 times a year. And some may look at it and say that it just randomly occurs during these holidays. But it's possible that there is a direct connection and something special that must be learned and gleaned from each of those holidays, that there's a direct connection to Yizkor service and each of those chagim. And certainly this must be the case when it comes to the Yom Kippur service. So on Yom Kippur, if a person is here today and only now is beginning the tshuva process, certainly you started much too late. Although we do say numerous times throughout the Yom Kippur davening that Hashem will forgive us michol chataseichem, from all the sins and iniquities that we committed, lifnei Hashem titaru. The truth is, it's only in front of Hashem will we be purified. And on this, halacha teaches us that this is specifically referring to the harm that we caused to the mitzvos bein adam l'makom, between man and God. However, there is another aspect of bein adam l'chavero, between you and your friend. And before Yom Kippur, it's necessary for one to ask mechila from those individuals that you harmed throughout the entire year. But at least we are able to achieve a kapara by going up to that person that you hurt. What happens in the event that the victim of sin is no longer with us? So it states clearly in the Shulchan Aruch that you're to go with a quorum to the kever, to this person's grave, to the cemetery, and beg mechila, beg forgiveness. And somehow, through the means of a broadcast, through the means of a connection between ourselves and this world, and the Olam HaEmes, one could achieve forgiveness. But this is for ourselves. We have the capacity to receive a complete kapara. Forgiveness, ben adam l'makom, today, between the sins that we committed to God, ben adam l'chavero, by asking our friends for forgiveness. And for those who are lax and those people that we harmed are no longer with us, we can still, on some level, achieve forgiveness. But what about the one that needs the atoning? That individual is no longer alive. That person has since passed. How did they achieve kapara? On this, the Sifri explains, based on the pasuk, "Kapru l'amcha Yisrael asher padisa," that the Sifri teaches us what is the kapara for the nation of Yisrael. Elu hachayim, those who are alive receive forgiveness. Asher padisa, elu hamesim malamid shamesim srichim kapara. That when it comes to those people who are no longer alive, they also are in the need of forgiveness. And therefore we learn, as Rabbi Rosenblatt explains, that it's not only us that's being judged. And in fact, some interpret Yom HaKippurim, which is Lashon Rabbim in plural, is a day of judgment not just for us that are here on earth, but also those who have since passed. There is also judgment for them. But when a person is being judged, it means that you may not reach a very favorable verdict, but at least there is the possibility that it may happen. So when it comes to those who have since passed, although they are being judged with judgment, there is still hope. But if there's hope, what is the remedy? What is the mechanism for them to be able to achieve kapara? For ourselves, we do mitzvos, we can do tshuva. But for those individuals who have died, They cannot perform mitzvos. In fact, halacha tells us that if you go into a beis hakvaros, into a cemetery, it's necessary to make sure that your tzitzit are tucked in. Otherwise, you have violated loleg l'rosh, similar to embarrassing someone who's impoverished by eating in front of them a lavish meal. So too, flaunting that we can fulfill mitzvos in which those who have since passed cannot. And therefore, one must wonder, how are they able to receive kapara? And on this, the Machzor Vitri and others explains, this is the message of Yisker. This is the purpose of the Yisker service, and specifically the Yisker tied in to today, to Yom Kippur. That when an individual is sitting by Yisker and remembering the individuals who have since passed and are able to make a pledge of tzedakah, of the willingness to give charity on their behalf, what you're accomplishing is you're actually rescuing that individual from the potential negative judgment in the world to come. We know that this is something which we are able to accomplish by aliyat neshama, through the elevation of the soul, as we find by the Kaddish service, that a child is able to elevate the neshama of their parent through the reciting of Kaddish, and also through Yisker. But how about the other way around? What if an individual does not have a child in which is able to say the Kaddish, to elevate the neshama? Is it possible that on the other side, that the parent who went through the pain of going against that which is the natural cycle of life, saw their child die, is there a way that they're able to elevate the child's soul? And the answer is yes. It's brought down in Sefer Shmuel Beis. The Shmuel Beis, we find that David is lamenting. He's in anguish and tremendous sorrow and pain for the death of his son Avshalom. The Pasuk tells us, V'yirgas ha-melech v'yala alias ham-shar, that even though he was pursued by Avshalom, even though his son wished to harm him and take over his malchus, v'yevch, David cried. The Chol Omar, and this is what he said, B'ni Avshalom, B'ni, my child Avshalom, my child, my son. Again, B'ni Avshalom yitin mosi ani tachtecha. If only I would have died in your stead. I wish that you would be alive and that I would not be here today. Avshalom B'ni B'ni. And what's unusual, as the Gemara in Sota points out, is that in this one sentence in the 19th chapter of Shmuel Beis, we find that either David mentions Avshalom by name or B'ni, which represents his son, 8 times. Why so many times does he mention his child? And on this, some other Mefarshim say that when a person cries and laments, we don't need to ask why there's repetition. For people repeat themselves and they continuously go on about the loss of their loved one. But the Gemara gives a different interpretation and tells us that the Shiva, the Askim Shiva Midorer Gehenim, that what David was accomplishing by saying his child's name, that each of those 7 times he elevated him and removed him out of the 7 levels of Gehenim. The Chadi Asla Almad Asi. And yet the 8th time was to ultimately bring him into Olam Haba, to the world to come. And on this, Tosfos asks our question, Bra Mazaki, Abba Abba Mazaki Bra, that we find continuously that a child is able to find merit for the parent, but not the other way around. How is David able to elevate the soul of his child? And on this is the most powerful, unbelievable message that we must internalize today and throughout our entire year. Says Tosfos, Tfila Mo'eles, V'David Hispalel Alav Shalom, See, David was not just saying his child's name, but every time he mentioned Avshalom, every time he said Bani, it was another heartfelt prayer. And therefore, even just saying one name and having that hargasha, that sense, that feeling, that remembering of the child of his son, that feel was so powerful that it was able to elevate him out of Gehenna and ultimately into Gan Eden, into the world to come. And if we can only begin to realize the koach ha-tefillah, that when we are standing on Yom Kippur, in which we're spending the day praying, and when we're about to say Yizkor, we have to realize that we have the capacity not only to achieve kapara for ourselves, but also for everyone in this room, and even people that are no longer with us. If we begin to understand how we can actually change and affect change in everything and everyone around us, our entire davening will be completely different. We will take davening more seriously. Every word will be so calculated. Because all David said was one word, and it was able to have so much power and so much effect. We could do the same. And clearly, when it comes to the giving of tzedakah, when it comes to giving and thinking about our shul and our community and organizations and agencies that need our help more than ever now because of the economy, we have to realize the power of tzedakah. And this is what we say in Unasana Tokef, of Amnon's heartfelt prayer, teaches us that through our tshuva, that by doing tshuva, bein adam l'makom bein adam l'chaveru, and our heartfelt tefillos and tzedakah, the charity that we give, be'ezras Hashem, ma'virin esro ha'gzera, that will remove the evilness of the decree, that no matter what our fate, the fate of others, and even those people that we will be thinking about momentarily in the Yizkor service, we are able to change reality through our tefillah, through our tshuva and our tzedakah. May we all merit to grow this year and to elevate in all those three aspects in our lives. And by doing so, may we all be zocha b'din and have a gemar chasima tova.